Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, Venerable Master, all Dharma Masters and all good advice, knowing advisors, Amitofo.
诸佛菩萨、上人、诸位法师、诸位善知识，阿弥陀佛。
This is Novice Koshun. It is not my turn to speak tonight, but on my actual day, I have some matters to attend to. So my elder Dharma brother has kindly switched places with me.
今天呢，是由沙弥清顺师跟大家结法缘。
So I'd like to share two experiences that happened during.
果顺师，对不起，更正，是果顺师。
Yeah, that's me.
对，今天跟大家结法缘。
So I'd like to share two experiences that I had during the bowing session. The first one is of a long lost memory that happened more than 30 years ago. I recollected this just maybe 2 days ago. It was when I was very young, maybe 4 or 6 years old. And I remember being on the bed with my mother. And she decided to play a joke on me.
在这几天拜忏之中，我记起了一些的往事。大概在差不多两天前，当我大概4岁到6岁左右的时候呢，当时我是跟我的母亲在一起。她当时呢，想要对我开一个小玩笑。I
can only describe her inspiration for this joke to a moment of utter madness, because she suddenly stopped responding, and she hid her face under the blanket. So I would call her, Mama, Mama. And then she would show me her face, but she would open her eyes really big. And I don't remember if she did either one of two things, both equally just as bad. Either she just tried to make like she was a ghost, or she said,
I am not your mother.
I'm not your mama.
我不太记得他开的小玩笑到底是什么，不过我大概记得一些，就是说当时我跟他在玩，然后我母亲呢，她用毛巾把他的脸遮住，然后遮住脸的时候呢，她就找说妈妈妈妈妈妈在哪里，然后她母亲呢就把她的毛巾打开，忘记是大概张开眼一只眼睛或两只眼睛，她也不太记得，然后她母亲呢就吓得她说呢，其实呢。 我不是你的妈妈，我可能是鬼，我要吓你，这样子。No,
she didn't say she was a ghost, but she acted like a ghost.
她说她没有说她是鬼，她是她的动作看起来很像鬼。So
the first time she did this, of course I was scared, maybe 10% scared, and I thought it was a joke. So I did what she thought I would do. I would just call her mama. And she would repeat this maybe 3 or 4 times until I got so freaked out. And I don't really remember much after that. Either maybe I fainted or I ran away or I got angry with her. But this memory came up to me just a few days ago.
她第一次呢，这样子吓我的时候呢，我大概只有不是太可怕，大概只有10%左右会觉得有点可怕，然后她会一直。 这样子来做，然后大概经过3-4次以后呢，后来我真的就是觉得蛮可怕的，有时候还有时候会很生气。对。So
I'm a bit confused. Maybe I was very irritating to her for her to do this to me, and I need to repent, or maybe my mother, both of us need to repent. But and I end up repaying her kindness by living the home life.
像我在拜忏的时候想到这些往事。 我都觉得，可能应该要忏悔，可能搞不好我妈妈跟我两个都要一起忏悔。不过，因为我大概要更感谢我母亲，因为她让我能够出家，所以我要向她忏悔。But
please, if you any parents out there, please don't ever do this to your children. It is not funny at all.
她说，如果在场诸位如果是父母的话，请不要这样吓你的小孩子，因为事实上是真的一点都不好玩。
So my second experience, a few weeks ago, before the abbot left on his personal retreat, he gave me some advice, which was to be independent in my cultivation, not to rely on anyone. and also to his meaning was to seek the reality behind things.
在方丈要去闭关之前呢，方丈有给我一些特别的一些教诲。他有跟我讲一些要如何呢能够自己修行，而不要再依赖在任何的事情或者人事上面。譬如说，就是如何看到事情的真相，事情的本性。
So during this 10,000 Buddhas repentance jewel ceremony, because I'm unable to understand the names of the Buddhas, so I'm unable to fully make use of this session. So what I do is I practice. You could say I practice Chan meditation instead.
第二感就是说，在这次的万佛宝忏中呢，因为我并不太能够完全了解诸佛名字的意思，所以呢，我在拜佛的时候呢，我就把它当成是一个禅坐修行的一个法门。
So there was during one of the incense, I directed my mind towards to contemplate my thoughts. In an attempt to try to find out more about myself.
所以当香点当供完香之后呢，我就把我的心就是收摄，然后大概想要就是能够更了解我自己到底是什么。
And then it's not the normal discursive thinking that we use our normal mind. I guess I was in a bit more concentrated state.Than I usually am, and then just suddenly I understood. What we would probably call the emptiness of self or non-self.
像这样子的一种专心的拜佛方法，跟我平常在用我的心在做其他事情的时候，其实是蛮不一样的，也就是特别的专心。然后在这样子的过程之中呢，我发现我对空性、对无自性这方面的了解似乎增加了一些。
So this awareness felt both new as well as familiar, like I've already known it, but just forgot maybe for this life.
像这样子一种新的一种觉知的感觉呢，其实对我来讲是蛮新的，可是但是又觉得说很像是似曾相识。所以事实上可能只是说我们忘失了，现在把它找回来。
During that state of concentration, I saw that all my thoughts, the mind, what I call myself, the ego, everything is just actually, it's not real, it's just, you could say it's an illusion based on confusion.
在这专心的过程之中呢，有非常非常多的妄念跟妄想，但是其实这些妄念妄想呢，其实都不是真实的，其实都是虚幻的。
And the next thing that came to my mind was, I just told myself, said, "Oh, so this is what Shufu and the Buddha is always talking about: no self, no self."
像有很多很多念头从我脑中冒出来，然后我就一个感觉是说啊，这其实就是宣光上人所讲的一个无自性、无我的一个感觉。
And then my mind started looking at attachments, and there was none because there was no more self, so there was nothing for the attachments to be related to. So my mind just reviewed all the possessions that I have, and all the things that used to attract me, like food, sleep. And it all seemed empty, like just looking at cardboard. No, it had no meaning at all.
像我不断的去观我的心，然后在我观心的过程之中呢，我发现其实他的自我其实真的是不存在的。所以我逐一去检视我所有拥有的一些东西，像以前我对吃对睡，以前。都会有些执着，可是现在想想，其实这些东西好像都并不是那么的重要。
So at this stage, I just felt really free. I wish there were words that I could use, like I felt confident or I felt blissful. But in actuality, The awareness goes beyond these words because the words only corrupt the actual essence of the state.
在这过程之中呢, 我感觉到其实非常的自在自由, 也对自己非常有信心, 也觉得很平和, 像这样子的一种觉知, 其实是超越语言的, 是语言文字没有办法所描写的。
And certainly all the ascetic practices or all the lives of all the sages became something that not only I wanted to do, which has been the same all along, but something that actually seemed possible because there was nothing to hold. It just seemed really possible. It's just like taking a walk.
像之前呢，对圣人所修行的苦恨。 之前觉得蛮困难，现在来想，其实很像也不是那么的困难，一切都有可能。因为事实上，你没有办法能够执着或抓住任何东西。And
that the practice of the cultivation itself was also empty. There was no cultivation within. There was no doing within doing. It's just a pure act.
像这个修行本身来讲，其实也是有它的空性在。其实修行其实就是修行。
And the Saha world without attachments is actually a very nice place because you realize that all the suffering, all the defilement is not in this world. It's just in our mind. It doesn't exist anywhere else.
其实我在想，其实这个娑婆世界事实上很像也不是那么的坏，因为事实上这些烦恼、这些执着，其实都只有在我们的心中而已。
I also contemplated life in general, and as living beings, we are really upside down because everything we do is based on a conscious mind, which is by itself based on confusion and ignorance. So everything we do, actually, there's no right or wrong. There's only just the on the causal ground, the actions and the repercussions that we have.
我就在做其他的观想，我就觉得众生。 是真的是蛮颠倒的，因为它都是用视心在辨别事情，都是一种妄心，一种执着的心。事实上，这本身也并不是有太多的是非对错，只是其实说在你的因，在你的因，就是事情的起源那个因上面，如果说能够多注意，可能会有些不一样。它等下可能会解释。
And then the mind is actually quite impressive as it's doing all these contemplations. It comes up with its own analogies, maybe in an attempt to try to understand something that cannot be described in words. So it comes up with further examples of the awareness, which sometimes is quite helpful.
心呢是真的是很不思议的，很多觉知呢是真的是超乎语言能够去描述，所以为
And all this time, I was still bowing and reciting. It's just that my mind wasn't following after what physically I was doing.
像在跪拜或是在唱诵的时候，我的心并没有把它放在我的身上面。
And at this point, my mind wanted to withdraw back into stillness, but because of the bowing session, it was really difficult to do that. Even though I tried to concentrate really hard, and I could see my conscious mind with all these defilements taking charge again slowly.
现在拜的过程之中呢，我的心很想能够好好的静下来，可是，在拜的过程之中一直在动，所以是蛮困难的。然后我试着很努力的要去专心，然后在这个过程之中呢，有些烦恼又起了。
So our conscious mind is really we really take a thief for our son. We, in our confusion, we don't know that what we use every day is really just harming us. And how would I put this? It's really clumsy. If you really compare our inherent wisdom and to what we trust. What we trust is like trying to describe the Avatamsaka Sutra, which is the inherent wisdom, compared to the to our conscious mind, which is like trying to describe the whole sutra using a stick drawing in the sand with just one painting.
像我们的世心其实是真的很笨拙的，如果我们把它来跟我们的真心我们的自信来做比较的话，像在华严经中它有试着要去描述心的一些作用，譬如说就是用心如工画师，它就是说用沙去画。
But this is open to all of us, no matter what dharma door that we practice, as long as we do it every dayThe most important ingredient that we need is actually faith. Faith. F-A-I-T-H. Faith. Why? Because in the sutras, the Buddha describes faith as one of the only ways for the Buddha to aid us. And that even a bodhisattva from the first ground to the tenth ground, if he doesn't have faith, there's no way that he can proceed without the Buddha's aid. And for us...Because words are actually really, they really, once you put something into words, the meaning gets lost. So words are actually really corrupting. So to understand what faith is, we need to look beyond the word, and we need to look at the function of faith. What's the purpose of having faith rather than concentrating on faith itself? And for example, if I have faith in something, I can do it without any doubts in my mind.But what's the purpose of doing it without any doubts? So that I can not think about it and I just concentrate fully. And that's then where efficacious results come.
像这样子一个观心的过程之中呢，其实要有很强的信念在背后支撑的，信为道源之本。其实诸佛都常常在提这个。然后像这样子一个观心的过程之中，你有常常很多觉知，像这些觉知。都是超过语言文字可以形容的，你 只要把它诉诸文字之后呢，它很多意思就会流失掉了，所以我们必须要超越这语言文字的这个限制。所以我们要如何能够专心呢？其实就是要专注在我们把我们的信念信心给提起来，不要有怀疑，这样子呢其实能够更能够专心，更能够使得上。
I think we're out of time. 阿弥陀佛
阿弥陀佛